This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. In an AgriPulse Daybreak story on Monday, we reported that Tyson Foods announced it would remove high fructose corn syrup and some other FDA-approved food ingredients from its products. In response to a Wall Street Journal article titled, Maha Wins, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used a post on X to call on other companies to follow Tyson's lead and do the same. John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association says the Maha movement is well-intentioned, but is taking action without scientific basis and causing economic harm.
Every authoritative scientific group to address the issue says that high fructose corn syrup and other caloric sweeteners are nutritionally equivalent.
Bodie says government influence on food ingredients can impact the corn refining industry and related jobs.
High fructose corn syrup accounts for about a third of the volume produced by corn refiners. It is of great importance to our industry. Our industry is one in transition. So as the high fructose corn syrup market has been declining, we're transitioning to other products. But to have government disruption in that transition is a real threat to the 10,000 people who work in corn refining.
Bodie says consumers will see consequences of such decisions by food companies.
I think there is a consequence. Our food prices are going up, and it's because of policies like this. We just did a quick analysis that found that the Maha legislation in Louisiana was increasing food costs in Louisiana by $900 a year per household and $1,200 a year per household in Texas because of the Texas Maha legislation. So disruptions of the food system that are not based in science have no benefits, but they have very real costs.
Finally, Bodie says consumer attitudes are being influenced by government rhetoric.
I think that the consumer has always been influenced by belief as well as science. Hopefully, most of the time, the beliefs are based on science, but sometimes not. What is the big change here is we've got government officials weighing in against the science and in favor of the urban legend.
In a related story, former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Susan Moderez today warned senators that America's public health system is headed to a very dangerous place. Both Moderez and former CDC Chief Medical Officer Deborah Horry described exchanges in which Kennedy or political advisors rebuffed data supporting the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Moderez told members of the Senate Health Committee, quote, I believe preventable diseases will return, and I believe we will have our children harmed by things they don't need to be harmed by. Moderez said she was ordered by Kennedy to resign if she did not sign off on new vaccine recommendations. She said that when she asked for data or science to back up Kennedy's request to change the childhood vaccination schedule, he offered none. Well, the Fed Reserve cut its interest rate by a quarter point today and projected it would do so twice more this year, concern growing about the health of the nation's labor market. The move is the Fed's first cut since December and lowered its short-term rate to 4.1%, down from 4.3%. Fed officials led by Chair Jerome Powell had let their rate stay unchanged this year as they evaluated the impact of tariffs, tighter immigration enforcement, and other Trump administration policies. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.